What's going on, guys? Hope all is well. Listen, I haven't spoken to you guys in a minute. I want to apologize. I've been sick for a little bit. That plus the stress of the new puppy. On top of that, I'm also looking for a new job, which I'm happy to say, if you follow me on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show, you know that after many hours, what was it, about 2.5 hours or so, in an interview process, I obtained that job. I start November 7th, start training, that is, November 7th, and I'm excited. I'm pumped. It's a new chapter, and if you're not evolving and becoming a better version of yourself, really, what's the point of existing at this point in this world? Anyway, I need the money. I need to make more money. I need to pay these bills, so it is what it is. But don't worry. Fear not. The podcast will continue. I will make sure of that. Will it be an episode a day? Not sure. Will it be an episode every other day? Not sure. At this point, it's up in the air. But what I do know is that I will be recording and I will be posting as much as I can. And of course, you can always follow me on Twitter, like I said, at CJ Bronson Show. And I still try to post a quick short video on either YouTube or on TikTok. Same handle, at CJ Bronson Show. CJ Bronson Show. With that, I need to tell you guys about this story because it's the weekend. The weekend's coming up. And unfortunately, I feel like people are not realizing the dangers of Tinder, the dangers of online dating in general, because it's not the same world that we were once in, right? Pre-COVID, the economy was in a better shape, better condition. People had jobs. People didn't have to worry about diseases. People weren't really acting as radical or as insane as they have been as of recently. But this person, unfortunately, is a little crazy person. And I have to say, just reading a little bit about it, I'm kind of interested in about talking about it. Interested being the key word, and you'll see why. So this is a 22-year-old woman. She has been arrested over in Colorado. Why? Why do you think she was arrested? Well, allegedly, she was arrested after giving a Tinder date oral sex, then tying him up with duct tape. All right, sounds so good, right? So far, so good. What's the problem? Then stabbing him and throttling him. Lauren Marie Dooley, 22 years old, was arrested way back on September 28th. I say way back because it feels like September 28th is far away, but it wasn't that far, really. Anyway, 22-year-old Lauren was arrested after officers responded to an apartment in the 2500 block of East Cache La Poudre Street in Colorado Springs. The victim, whose name is redacted in an affidavit published by the Law and Crime, told police he just met Lauren on Tinder hours before they met in person. Now, folks, I've said this before numerous times. If you're going to meet somebody in person these days, I don't recommend giving them your personal address. I know a lot of people are going to be upset with this because they want to get it, you know, get their one night stand in and done. I understand that. I respect the hustle and I understand the need, so to speak. But what's the point of having the one night stand if that's your last one night stand, right? So what I recommend is if you're going to meet somebody that you've met online, meet in a public place first. You could always go back to your place after that. And the reason why I say meet them first is because you can kind of get a sense, at least get an idea of who this is. At least in that public place, there's cameras and there's video and evidence of you two being together just in case something like this were to happen. Anyway, that's not what happened. Lauren and the victim actually met at her apartment. So he said, sure, I'll come over. And they hung out. Where they hang out? They hung out on her couch for a while before she took off his clothes and performed oral sex on him. Now, fortunately, I've experienced this, not to brag, you know, whatever, it is what it is, it happens, and when a man is in that predicament, it is hard to think with the right head, this one. It's really hard to make any, I can't even, just remembering what happened, it's hard for me to verbally explain sometimes, you know, all reasoning and logic leaves the body at that point. So I understand why this man may have been tricked or fooled or let his guard down. But anyway, but it didn't take long after the oral sex act until things became a little more sinister. quote, she then used duct tape to bind the victim's wrists together and ankles together, according to the affidavit. The victim found it odd, but consented to it. And to be honest with you, I would too. Hey, why not? Young, 22, 20s, having a good time. To be honest with you, I would enjoy if somebody were to perform oral sex on me and duct tape my hands and feet together. My wife, my wife, obviously. But things got a little weird when Lauren produced a kitchen knife and demanded he get into her bedroom. The victim no longer consented to staying at the residence at this point. But imagine this. I don't know how big her apartment is or her, you know, her residence is, but you're bound by your hands and ankles, by your wrists and ankles. So now, with what I'm assuming a full erection, you are hopping to her bed, which any weird movement and you fall face forward, said erection may snap, crackle, pop, maybe the last erection. Ow. Damn, I feel that. Anyway, so the woman accused in this matter, Lauren, then began to use the knife to cut his left shoulder. She's like, hurry up. Hurry up. And like, this is no longer a turn on. Well, it still kind of is, to be honest with you. You want it this bad that you're going to slice and dice me. I'm crazy. You know this, guys. I'm still on board. If this was me, I'm still on board. I'm sorry. I'd already been in the bedroom. You wouldn't even have to take out the knife. I'm like, what are we doing? Anyway, Lauren then used both her hands to apply direct pressure to the victim's throat. I'm still on board. I'm in. This is like, I'm almost done at this point. I'm sorry. She did this for approximately 20 seconds, making it difficult to breathe. Friday night, you're young. What'd you do last week? Watch Netflix? Well, I almost got choked out and stabbed. I think my night was way better. Sorry. I think this is a great... I take back what I said. If this is where it ends, this sounds pretty good. Call me whatever you want to call me. Again, this is on my bucket list. I only wish this could happen to me. Anyway, Lauren stopped. But only to procure a belt. Oh, man. I may have to stop this video, guys. I'm getting too excited. She procured a belt that she then placed around the victim's neck. One moment. Let me have to gather myself a little bit here. It's hot. It's getting hot in the room. Hot in the car. So she put the belt around the neck. Again, his wrist and ankles are still bound. Got the gash on the shoulder. So what does she do? She put the belt around the neck, and then she tightened the belt for another approximate 20 seconds. She knew the right time. She's done this before. This is not her first time at the rodeo. She had the knife ready. She had the belt ready. She had the bound. She had everything ready, right? She had duct tape, all that stuff she had ready. And I respect her. She tightened the belt for another 20 seconds, once more making it difficult to breathe. Who needs to breathe at this point, dude? Just say thank you. Just do what you're told. This is like, you're just making me more jealous right now. Anyway, when she took it off, she checked the victim's neck for a pulse, according to the affidavit. I'm not going to, I don't want to call this guy any names. I'm not going to call him weak, punk, nothing like that. It is what it is. I mean, again, I'm a little bit envious, mostly jealous. So, unfortunately, I guess, there was a pulse. The man, again, bleeding from his injuries, I call them love wounds. The record saying injuries, whatever, was then forced into the bath. Now, I don't know. I didn't really read this article thoroughly. This may not be appropriate for all ages. I guess I should have said that in the beginning. But anyway, forced him into the bath. I'm excited. I think it's, I mean, Who's complaining? I don't understand why are these people complaining. This sounds so far. This is like a dream date. This should be the advertisement for Tinder. Am I? Maybe I'm crazy. I mean, I am crazy. Maybe I messed up. Anyway, Lauren Dooley, apparently was not happy with the victim. Well, he's not following directions. He's being what's known as a bad boy. And bad boys need to be punished. Same with bad girls. They need to be punished. Anyway, I'm saying too much. Let's continue with the story. So she's not happy with him. He began bleeding on her bed sheets, even though she's accused of inflicting the injury. So, it's her bed sheets, and he got blood on the bed sheets. It wouldn't have happened if he would just follow directions from the beginning. But because of the bleeding on the bed sheets, you got to wash him off, right? You got to clean the dude. I mean, he's a bad boy, but he needs to be cleaned. So it is what it is. Police did later find blood in the tub. So while this was happening, all of this fantasticness, Dooley apparently ordered food from DoorDash. That's right, baby. DoorDash, that's the way to go. Tip your drivers. And threatened the victim, who she feared may have tried to escape. I mean, here is a fantastic Tinder host, in my opinion. You came over. Not only are you getting some sexual gratification, you're getting a great experience, a great adventure. You don't know you can't predict what's going to happen. You're going from the bed, you're going to the tub. Now you're going to get fed, and you have the nerve to complain? Bro, what are you doing? Someone send me her. Never mind. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Don't send me anything of hers. I don't want any problems. Anyway, what she said while she's ordering the DoorDash, she goes, quote, "If you scream or say anything, I'll kill you." Who doesn't want that? This is amazing. There you are, bound up, tied up, full erection. You're in the tub. You're getting cleaned, right? You're getting sexually gratified. Now you're getting fed. What the hell are you going to scream about? They put mayo on my food. That's the only thing I'd scream about. Like, if they were like, I didn't order this with mayo, But even at that point, if she told me to eat it, you say, yes, mistress, and you do what you're told. I thought this was like common knowledge. Anyway, so she then forced the man to sit on her bed while she ate the food. Man, he was really been mad at this point. What kind of food was it? What do you think she ordered? If you did all this to a person, what would you order? What would be the meal to punish him, to watch? I wonder if she used his account and charged, because that's what I would have done. I would have charged her account with the DoorDash fee. I would have tipped graciously. I always say, tip your drivers graciously, 20% or more, just saying. It is what it is, gas prices, inflation, What would you order? I'm trying to think, if this was me and the situation was flipped and she was sitting on my bed bound and all that and I was using her account, would I go expensive? Or you know what I would do? I would go to like Recents and see what they ordered and see if they reviewed it, and if they really, really liked this meal, I'll reorder it and eat their favorite meal in front of them. Anyway, so after eating the meal and eventually falling asleep, the victim was able to retrieve the knife, which Lauren Dooley had left under the covers, and he was able to cut himself free, y'all. He then attempted to quietly escape, but was caught as he was trying to exit the apartment. Ooh, now he's a real bad boy. You tried to leave, motherfucker? You tried to leave? You dirtied my bed sheets with your stank-ass blood, right? You didn't follow directions at all. Now you're trying to leave. Who said you could touch the knife, let alone free yourself? Who said you could leave? You're being a very bad boy. And bad boys get punished. And Lauren Dooley is about to do that. She chased after him. How far did she chase? She chased him all the way to the parking lot. Now, I'm not sure if he was dressed at this point. I don't know if his dick was still hard at this point, nor do I want to know. But he's running, and she's a-chasing. Now, apparently she chased him all the way to the parking lot, where she allegedly, this is all alleged, all of this story is alleged, allegedly smeared his blood on her hands as he called 911. Allegedly. Now, according to the official arrest warrant from the Great Colorado Springs Police Department, they showed that around 5:45 p.m., police received a call in which unknown voices could be heard in the background. At one point, operators on the line heard the man, an unidentified 21-year-old, say, quote, "Because you cut me, and you're going to kill me." The two can be heard arguing as dispatch sends police and ambulance to the scene. Officers located the victim, who was naked. Oh, he was naked. There you go. And appeared to be bleeding from a laceration on his left arm. Probably the shoulder, like you said earlier. The victim was also actively backing away from the suspect, Dooley, who appeared to have blood smeared on her arms and hand. Dooley, fortunately, has been charged with kidnapping, assault, menacing, and false imprisonment. She faces up to 25 years in prison if found guilty and is set to be arraigned Thursday. Now, folks, I need to ask you, this is very important. Do you believe those charges should stick? 25 years? Maybe she got a little carried away. You know, you're in the moment, you're in the mood, you're like, hey, let's do this. We don't know. I say we should look at the text messages. We should really look at the conversation. Maybe during the conversation, he agreed to being into this BDSM kind of like, oh, I'm going to like do this, you know, naughty stuff. Maybe he agreed to this. And that's where, she got the idea that he was into it. And then when it turns out that he really wasn't into it, bad boys need to be punished. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm trying to look at all sides here. We know the one side, but we don't know her side, right? Maybe she's just having a good time. Maybe she thought he was into it. Have you guys ever been to any kinds of experience like this? Not the cutting part, not the killing part, but like, you know, tie them up and, you know, get in the bedroom, do this, do what I say, you know, blah, 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 and then been disappointed. I haven't even gotten close to that. Would I have cut somebody if they didn't follow directions? No. I mean, a light spanking would probably suffice, you know. The belt part or the choking part, you know, that too is very interesting. I don't know if she would have actually killed him. I think, if anything, she was more hurt and disappointed by the outcome, by him not fulfilling her needs, so to speak. She clearly went out of her way to try to fulfill his with the oral sex, which at that point, I stand behind my statement of, what's the fucking problem? You say thank you, you say yes ma'am, yes mistress, whatever you want. The night could have turned out a lot better, and you know what? Maybe you could have had some of that DoorDash order. You know what? Maybe she would have bathed you and things would have been fantastic. Y'all could have still been together to this day, having some great, great experiences. But unfortunately, you ran away, you didn't follow directions, all because you were afraid to die. I'm just saying. Maybe you weren't going to die. Maybe it was just fear. And fear sometimes takes the best of us. It happens to all of us, I guess. Not to me, because these scenarios, for some reason, never happened to me. I don't know. It is what it is. But yeah, what do you guys think? Have you guys ever experienced anything like this? Do you think 25 years for all these charges, do they really apply? I mean, I don't know. I'm not just saying that because she's a woman. I'm saying that because, like, really, I feel like we need to investigate further. If the text messages or the phone calls or whatever on Tinder prove that he was leading her on or believing to be in it, and then, like, you know, he backed out of it, maybe 25 years is too much. Maybe, like, 5 years, 6 years, you know. I don't think she was going to kill him, because who eats a meal before killing somebody? I don't know. And falls asleep. It's just weird. It just seems a little bit too much. And they're so quick to hit you with that 25-year sentence. I don't know. I guess I gotta look more into it. I kind of have to take a break before I look into it, because it's a very arousing story to me. I'm just, you know. Again, it is what it is. I'm just being completely honest with you guys. Hey, whatever. Again, call me what you want. Let me know what you guys think. Hit me up on Twitter. On Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Again, TikTok at CJ Bronson Show. Y'all know the website, CJBronsonShow.com. And you know the merch store is open. CJBronsonStore.com is open. Check that out. I thought I had to sneeze, but I didn't. So that's good. Have a fantastic day. Stay blessed. Stay alert, guys. On Tinder, out there on the streets, have something on you to protect yourself. And if you're going to do online dating, maybe you let a friend know, hey, I'm going to go meet this person. If you don't hear from me, I'm either tied up and having the best time of my life, or I'm tied up having the worst time of my life. Either way, reach out to me. If I do not respond, call 911. Here's where I'm going. You know, something like that. Just saying. Buddy system. It works. All right, guys. Be safe. Be good. Love y'all. Bye-bye.